Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us once again as we start the year 2021 with our Friday Financial Forum in this virtual and radio program that we have. We really do appreciate you tuning in and being with us. And again, we don't know when it's going to end, but when it does, trust me, we'll be right back in this room, but that's in the future. But for now, let's just sit back for today and enjoy this wonderful program. I'm very excited Mayor Copeland is our guest today, and to set the tone of where we are in Bartlesville. But at this time, I would ask Tom Horton, would you please come forward and lead us in the pledge to start us off in our 2021?
Attention. Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tom, thank you very much. As I introduce Kim Adams, our president of ArvEST, just a couple of quick things. Want to say, hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas, since we haven't seen you since December the 18th. Hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas, and hope everybody had a wonderful New Year Eve and celebration. Probably just stayed around in the house, but again, watching football games, but very quiet this year. But I hope everybody's off to a great start. We're excited about it. I also want to say thank you and a great big happy birthday to all of our January people. As you well know, if you were in this room, we'd have a birthday cake. We'd be doing several things. But just through this program today, happy birthday all of you in January. So at this time, Kim, will you please come forward and give us an ArvEST moment?
Well, good morning, Earl. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021. I know we're very excited to put 2020 behind us. We're having a great start to this new year. So just wanted to welcome everyone. Again, thank you for joining us in this new year. Earl is doing a great job putting plans together for this next year and what you expect to see from us and how you expect to see us. So more about that later. But I just wanted to say we're receiving a lot of phone calls from customers that are expecting stimulus payments. So there are a number of ways for you to check either your account with ArvEST at our Go mobile app or arvest.com. Or if you're not seeing your stimulus payment and we're expecting that, make sure you're checking the IRS website. There's a lot of websites to be able to give you more information about what's coming. So we want to stay in contact with you and help with any questions you have. And just again, Happy New Year. So thank you so much for joining us.
Kim, thank you very much. We could have a lot of programs today. There's a lot of people in this community that we like to hear from. But I took a step back and I said, I want our first program to be about Bartlesville. And what better way of bringing Bartlesville to us on our first program than asking the mayor of our great city, Dale Copeland, hometown boy. Family's had a business here. Mayor, how many years? 50 plus? 50. And so I've asked the mayor to come this morning on behalf of the citizens, the city council, to give us an update on where we are in Bartlesville and just a greetings from Bartlesville. So, Mayor Copeland, Mayor Daryl Copeland, thank you very much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Earl. It's a privilege to be here. Since I don't have a teleprompter like the president has, I'm going to use notes so that I don't miss anything. But first off, it is an honor to be here. It's an honor to be the mayor of this great city. I've had the privilege of serving on city council now for a few years. It is a learning experience, but what I have learned is there's not a better place to be than Bartlesville, Oklahoma, Washington County. So thank you. And I think we're going to find this is a year of recovery, and we're all ready for recovery. 2020 was unusual, to say the very least. It was tumultuous, to say the very least. We're ready for something different and a return to normal. We'll see how quickly that comes. The virus has impacted every single one of us starting last March. It's hard to believe that we're coming up on almost a year, Earl, that we've dealt with this thing. But it's dominated our lives. The reports, the news, everything that we do seems to involve this. We'll get through it. We have had losses. We've had setbacks without question and without doubt. But we've also had successes. We've weathered the pandemic. We will continue to do so, and we'll do it because we're a community that pulls together and works together. As mayor, I've had perhaps an unusual perspective. I've had the opportunity to talk to medical care, to emergency service personnel, to state and federal officials, and everyone has done their very, very best. They haven't always done it perfectly. When you only encounter a pandemic once every century or so, we're perhaps not as polished as we might be. But we are moving forward. Things are improving. What I have seen is that the people are the most important part of this project. As we work on this, the people have pulled together. The people have been supportive, and that has been a real privilege to watch that happen in spite of all the challenges, or perhaps because of them. The vaccine is beginning to roll out. The phase one or tier one has happened. Yesterday, I believe they had perhaps 900 people at the Washington County Fairgrounds. I'm told by people who were there that that went amazingly well and smooth, and that that will continue throughout the week at the different locations that have been posted. As that vaccine rolls out and as more and more people get their first treatment, I think that confidence will improve, and again, at least emotionally and psychologically, we will turn that corner. We anticipate a bump following the holidays. We had one after Thanksgiving. We don't think this will be any different after Christmas and New Year's. But long term, which would be in the next month or so, I really think we're going to see a trend begin to go down, which is what we're all working for. That will happen, but there will be ups and downs as we go forward. In all of this, we've tried to live our lives. But it would be wrong not to call out those people that have been on the front lines, the first responders, the healthcare teams, all of the emergency personnel that have been out 24/7 and have done such a tremendous job to continue to provide service throughout this. We had a situation early on that there was worry about our healthcare system. We have a tremendous healthcare system, particularly in Bartlesville and Washington County. And although they've been challenged, at times they've been stressed, but they have continued to serve faithfully, and we have not seen the failures that were such a concern and a worry initially, and we'll continue to monitor that. We do so on a daily basis. The city of Bartlesville, as we look back and look ahead, we've had a good year despite all of that. We've had a lot of projects. Some of those projects, the Tower Center at Unity Square is certainly a high-profile project. That's largely completed, but the artwork is about to go in, and the water feature that we just approved Monday night. So that will move forward. The downtown repaving, I know I've been here a long time, Earl, and the downtown repaving and landscaping is just a tremendous boost for that entire area. That's just about finished now. The old Kmart building that had sat empty has been totally renovated. Some new businesses are there. That's being very well received. The Bartlesville Development Authority recently was able to acquire the Siemens facility out by the airport west of town. They already have a couple of tenants, and with plans to get a third tenant, that's going to be a tremendous benefit for the community. Along with that, the VA has announced their plans to renovate the building over on, I call it the Sitel building, over on Frank Phillips for a VA facility. A lot of people in this area will benefit from that once that comes online later this year. We also have the Pathfinder that's such a popular thing in Bartlesville that so many people get benefit from. Just north of the bank here at the east side, they're just about to complete that loop that ties in from over by the old Will Rogers School on Frank Phillips at Brookline back around behind Eastland Center and over to the trailhead near Senior Salsa in Chick-fil-A. So that will be another improvement. When we look at the sports facilities, soccer, or in some cases Tyler Vaclaw's cricket fields, cricket pitch is the proper term, that has been improved. The ball fields are about to be ready to go for the spring season, and the new lights are in around the Lee Lake pathway walkway. So there's going to be more of those projects coming on. That's progress that continues to happen. And I think that one of the worries that we had at the city early on was the idea that perhaps we would see a significant decline in sales tax revenue. And that's important. Nobody likes taxes. That's important because that's how we support our city. That's how we pay for all of the services, the police, the fire, the trash, the water, the sanitation issues. That has not been the case. People have continued to shop locally and support our local merchants, and we have come through this quite well. So we have great expectations that this is going to continue. Again, forgive me for using notes, but it's the one thing that I can do to make sure that I don't miss something. things have been upside down. That's getting better. But the spirit of service and concern and helpfulness is something that we want to pay attention to. People are the best part of this community. Everything else flows out of that. We believe that out of this period of challenge will come opportunity. And I can tell you that the city has already begun work on ways to help. We helped businesses early on who had struggled financially. We have just recently put in an app for a CDBG funding to help individuals with rental assistance, with utility assistance. And we have a lot of people looking at Bartlesville. Bartlesville is becoming more known all the time. We have local movie production companies that are coming in. That'll be a great boost for our economy. We have other companies from out of state looking at this location as a business location. They like the quality of life. They like the cost of living. And we're inviting them and working with them to consider coming to Bartlesville to join us. We have visitors coming here, people that just come to see what's special about this place, whether it's Woolar Rock or the Price Tower or the Pathfinder or all the other things that we have. We just call it home, but they realize that it's special, and we should too. I'm reminded of what a former city manager used to say. One of his favorite sayings, I think it was on all of his emails, was "Together we can." And I think that that's an important thing. So on the part of the city of Bartlesville, the city council, it's my privilege to serve and to enjoy and to observe and to participate with each of you. It's because of each of the people in this town that what's called a micropolitan community, a little small micropolitan community in northeast Oklahoma, is one of the best places in America right now to live, work, and play. And it's because of you, it's because of each person that serves here, some of them that you've seen this morning, but we will continue to succeed throughout this, and for that I thank you. Earl?
Mayor Copeland, thank you very much. As I said, I wanted you to start our program off, and you did a great job. I just got to add a couple of things as well. First of all, a big shout out to your city manager. I think Mike's doing a phenomenal job. The city council doing a great job. But Mary, you just captured a lot of things here. But the one of the most important things about this community, when you talk about the community, is the people that live here that make this place the way it is. And you've covered that quite well, and I really appreciate that. Mayor Copeland again. Tell Don I said hi and thank you very much. Okay, now let's go. This is my joke. I mean, this is good. This is really good. Now hold it, Mayor. Don't leave the room till you hear my joke. Why do flamingos stand on one leg? If they lift the other leg, they will fall over. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. I finally get a laugh from the crowd. Thank you. Okay, we're getting ready to go to our financial update. But as I started this program, I want to end this first segment to say once again, on behalf of RBS Bank, we thank you profusely to continue to watch our programs. We're doing everything we can to keep the Friday Forum going. You know how important that is to the community. I've sent cards. I send letters to you. I call many of you on a regular basis, on a routine, and just checking on you, see if I can help you. That's just not being a bank. That's really me saying to you, we will be back, and our best Friday Forum is very, very important. And until we can get back into this room, we're going to continue with what we're doing right now. But the big thing is thank you for continuing to be very supportive of what we're doing for the Friday Forum.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.